ABC Radio Australia.
Sorry. It's one of the simplest things to say, but it's also the hardest. This weekend, August 1st, the government of Aotearoa New Zealand will say sorry by delivering an official apology for the infamous dawn raids which targeted Pacific Island immigrants in the country during the 1970s. Talia Oletia compiled this report.
When we opened the door, they just walked in and started asking questions. And everyone was really scared, but they were coming in and we knew we had some of our families who were overstayers.
It's the part of New Zealand history that doesn't get taught in schools. The Dawn Raids, a time during the mid-1970s to the early 80s where special police squads would raid homes and workplaces looking for people who had overstayed their visa. Although the bulk of overstayers were from the UK, Europe, North America and Australia, it was the working class from Samoa, Tonga and Fiji who were targeted, making up the good majority of the arrests and deportations that took place during the raids.
It would probably be the most difficult time to be brown and Polynesian in this country. So it's very clear that it was targeting Pacific people when there would have been more chance of catching a European overstayer than a brown one.
Church services were also interrupted. The raids created a sense of fear and uncertainty amongst communities, but also shame. The racial profiling of Pacific Islanders meant that Polynesians and even Māori were routinely stopped and asked to produce proof that they were allowed to be in New Zealand.
And he asked them about his passport and he said he hasn't got it handy. So they said that we're about to leave. So they take him up to Papatoa where he lives.
And they've gone there to try to find his passport.
That's right.
It's a stark difference to the decades prior. The 50s and 60s.
Everything is
where Pacific Islanders went to New Zealand to help fill workforce shortages after the Second World War. As the Minister for Pacific People, Opito William Seo, explains, an economic downturn then caused immigrant workers and their families to be singled out.
We were coming to aid a country when they needed us, and then when that friend or country felt that they no longer needed us, they turned on us.
The raids were first initiated under Norman Kirk and his Labor government in 1973. In 1974, the opposition National Party leader, Sir Robert Muldoon, promised to get tough on immigration if his party was elected to government. In an election campaign in July of 1975, the National Party ran a cartoon electoral ad featuring men with brown skin and big afros.
The people became angry and violence broke out, especially among those who had come from other places expecting great things.
The ad was accused of stoking racism, branding Pacific Islanders as criminals wanting to steal jobs. The National Party won the election in a landslide.
I think New Zealand needs a strong leader, but not stupidly strong.
And under the Muldoon administration, the police raids intensified.
Police officers have been called off other inquiries to concentrate on this, what they consider to be a blitz. They have been told to concentrate on hotels and billiard halls frequented by islanders, and they are making random checks.
This was state-sanctioned racism, this was state-sanctioned terrorism.
That's Reverend Alec Tole'afoa.
The real horror is the thinking that gave rise to the Dawn Raids. The real terror is the fact that those philosophies and those ideas are still swirling around us today.
Reverend Tole'afoa is one of the founding members of the Polynesian Panther Party. The Panthers were a peaceful political protest group founded by a group of young Polynesians in June of 1971, modelled off the African-American Black Panther Party. At a time where people were made to feel ashamed for being Polynesian, the Panthers were unapologetically so.
We decided, yes, brown is beautiful. We had afros. We wore, you know, our LA Island shirts and black leather jackets, and we were proud of it.
That's Dr. Milani Anai, another founding member of the party. Being Samoan, Panther members like Dr. Anai knew the power the Mau had during the independence movement in Samoa.
So it's in our blood in terms of the activism that, you know, we deserve the best. We're not going to take second best. We deserve the best. And why not?
The Panthers had a three-point party platform.
Number one, annihilate all forms of racism peacefully. Number two, celebrate mana pacifica, your own ethnic identity. And number three, educate to liberate.
The Panthers made sure education was at the forefront of their resistance. They set up homework centres to tutor children, ran food banks and free meal programs, and ran programs educating Pacific Islanders and Māori on their rights as citizens. With the help of a young lawyer, David Longy, the Panthers shared information to the community during the raids, offering legal assistance to those who were forcibly evicted, lost their jobs, or were under threat of deportation. The release of their legal aid book ensured people could defend themselves against the system.
One does not like to see people rather helpless in the face of a system they don't understand. But we definitely need a system where a defendant knows that he can have legal representation.
David Longy went on to become New Zealand's Prime Minister in 1984.
Hope for a generation, just beyond my reach, not beyond my sight.
The shame and trauma of being made to feel like you didn't belong led to many people keeping silent, and then largely, so did New Zealand.
Believe it or not, I only found out about the Thorn Raids only a couple of years ago. And so just coming to the realisation of how our people were treated in the 60s, 70s, 80s really sort of burned a fuel inside of me to actually do something about it.
That's Benji Timu.
That's something that, from my personal opinion, has been buried deep within the history books and to the point where teachers are having to actively teach their kids about the Dawn Raids because it's not actually in our curriculum.
He and Josiah Tuala Mali'i are young New Zealanders who believe that more people should know this part of their country's history.
Why did we not know this? Why is it that this was not dealt with? And then we got a better understanding of whose voices at times have mattered in New Zealand and whose voices have them.
Like the legacy of the Panthers before them, they presented a petition with nearly 8,000 signatures to the New Zealand government in June of this year, calling for the House of Representatives to hold a special debate to acknowledge and reflect on the Dawn Raids of the 70s, to urge the government to apologise for the Dawn Raids and state that they should never happen again, and to set up a legacy fund to allow education about them to continue.
One, it says that the government acknowledges they used their powers at the time in a way that was discriminatory. And owning that is a big part of our country being real about the future and what's started things not being so good. You know, at the shame of being Dawn Raided and feeling like your status was in question when it should never have been. And then the trust that's been lost with decision makers and with government, or just actually feeling like you can raise something when it's not good. Second part is in terms of people actually feeling a little bit of restoration and some of our community members feeling actually, I'm actually worth the same as every other citizen.
In June of this year, Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, announced an apology would be delivered.
Cabinet has agreed to make a formal government apology in relation to the Dawn Raids.
But people want to see action, not just words.
Nothing has changed in terms of, you know, we're at the bottom of the heap still in all, demographic indices, health, housing, education, you know. And why is that? Because there is still systemic racism that is happening. And we see this apology and what happens after it. Well, we hope what the action is after it. We still don't know.
And while we have to wait for the apology for answers, one thing is for sure, more people now know that the Dawn raids happened.
One of the strongest forms of protests is to be successful.
Yes.
And education is the key there, you know. Some of the times as the students ask us, you know, what is your most positive moment as a Panther? And we'll usually say, seeing you here in the classroom, doing well and succeeding, because when we were your age, we weren't expected to succeed.
Young people like Josiah Tuala-Mali'i carry on the legacy the Panthers started, and he credits the Panthers and the Matua, the elders, for the pride he has in his identity and for speaking out at the injustices they saw.
Thank you to them, Papa Tere Lava, for what they carried, for the time they carried it, and making space. But I would just keep encouraging our families to keep doing that for all children and Pacific young people across the region, to be able to have their voice, and we commit to do that as well.
But for Reverend Alec Tole'afoa, the Dawn raids have always been about righting the wrongs of the people who suffered. And the hope is that they can finally be freed from that burden of shame.
It's always been about the voices of those who have suffered the most through the Dawn raids, those who still feel the intergenerational trauma of that time. They are the real story, and they are the real heroes. Now there are people within families, within my own family also, who now have the freedom to speak their stories, which they've kept to themselves for 15 years. There are so many families whose stories have not been told, and so many families who, because of the shame and the disgrace that they brought to their families, having been Dawn raided and branded, understands, they have no fear of those anymore. They have no fear now. They can come out into the light and understand that it was not their fault. It's not their fault. They're not culpable for what happened. So we're just looking forward to the rest of our communities coming forward with their stories, and the process of healing and restoration can begin to happen. And no family member now has to fear telling their story within their own family, because it's now understood that it's not their fault.
Talia Olatia there with that report, and the apology will take place on Sunday afternoon at Auckland Town Hall. After the apology, there will be community meetings for old and new generations to Talanoa about the raids.